Okay. Going to continue our Q&A. We still had some good ones, and chances are the people that ask those questions aren't here tonight. However, you know, that's their loss, and we'll look at, really, some of these questions are very good, and so I think we need to go over them. Let me start off with John chapter 3. This is a pretty fundamental area that, you know, we should get a grasp on because it is so important. The question is, what does being born of water actually mean? And it's in John chapter 3 where Jesus is speaking to Nicodemus. And in verse 5, Jesus answered, "Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God." Now, there are a lot of people who believe that the water he's talking about here is baptism. And, you know, if baptism saves you, I want you to picture what happened when Jesus was on the cross. On either side were two thieves. One of them flat out rejected him, was cursing and swearing. The other started out cursing and swearing, but then realized, you know, hey, I'm going to be in eternity in just a little bit. I need to make things right. And so he put his faith in the Lord, and he asked the Lord, "Remember me when thou enterest into thy kingdom." And Jesus said, "This day shalt thou be with me in paradise." Now, the one thief got saved. Did he have a chance to get baptized?
No.
But Jesus said, "This day thou shalt be with me in paradise." So what does that tell you? Is baptism essential to salvation?
No.
It's a thing that a person does because they want to follow the Lord. They want an outward expression of that. It's a testimony of what Jesus has done. And it definitely is an important part of the Christian faith. But it is not absolutely essential for a person getting into heaven. So when he talks about water here, he's not talking about baptism. Instead, he's talking about the two different types of birth. The first birth being the embryonic fluid that surrounds a baby in the womb. And when that breaks, you hear all the time women talking about, "Well, my water broke." And this is that baby's security, the baby's packaging now is opened and the water comes out. The baby has been in there. The baby, as it is given birth, comes out of what was water. So this is what Jesus is referring to here when he says that a person has to be born twice. First of all, by water. In other words, physically, a baby is born. But after that baby is born, grows, so they understand right and wrong. They understand that there is a God. They understand there's an afterlife. They understand standards that God sets down. Then that child can make a decision. And when they give their heart to the Lord, they are born again. And that's what Jesus talks about and uses the phrase born again in reference to not the physical birth out of water, but the spiritual birth that comes afterwards when a person puts their faith in the Lord. Okay, next question was in Revelation chapter 12. Revelation chapter 12. It says, "Who is this woman that is spoken of in verse 12? It says, "Therefore rejoice, ye heavens, and ye that dwell upon, dwell in them. Woe to the inhabitants of the earth and the sea, for the devil has come down unto you, having great wrath, because he knoweth that he hath but a short time. When the dragon saw that he was cast into the earth, he persecuted the woman which brought forth the man-child. And then we read that the woman was protected. She was brought to a place where she had protection for 3.5 years. That's the latter part of the tribulation, the last half. There are so many scriptures. When you get into the book of Revelation, it isn't something that you can just look at the book of Revelation by itself. The book of Revelation really expounds upon and gives a clearer understanding of all the Old Testament prophets. And what we have here is something that is somewhat complicated. I'm going to try to simplify it, but it involves an awful lot of scripture coming together and pointing out one simple fact. And that is, first of all, that the woman is Israel, the Jewish people. If you go back to verse 5, you can get a glimpse of this a little bit better when you see the description. Let's take it actually from verse 4. It says, talking about the devil, his tail drew a third part of the stars of heaven, did cast them to the earth, and the dragon stood before the woman, which was ready to be delivered, for to devour her child as soon as it was born. All right, here we're talking about all the many things that the devil tried right after Jesus was born. So many difficulties, so many things going on, where he tried to destroy Jesus in the first couple of years. So the devil came down, tried to do this. Then it says, she brought forth a man-child who was to rule all nations with a rod of iron. Okay, we know who that is, don't we? We know that that is Jesus. Who was it that brought him forth? Now, it's not just talking about Mary here. This is a much broader